Exactly. I'm trying way too hard for this girl to act though. I'm not gonna
So she's like leading you on in
110% for like
the Shocking Art Podcast.
So you got a dishwasher.
We have a dishwasher.
Can we have y'all dishwasher
that you put plastic in?
So sit back, relax, and grab some chips.
2021. Let's talk.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the podcast, the Essay Podcast. It is 2021. We threw 2020 out the window, out the door. It's in the closet. You know what I'm saying? And we're pushing forward, and we're moving forward.
So let's second season.
Season two.
Snaps.
Let's go around and say who's here and who's not here. Starting off with
Kevon. It's your boy Kevon back for that 2021 season.
It's MJ. I'm ready.
Big B on the mic.
Lil B.
Wesley.
Kevin.
Happy birthday, Kevin!
We're bringing that back in 2021.
You guys missed my real birthday.
You know what's so funny? I was like listening to the podcast when we were talking about that, and like we said we would miss your birthday. Legit.
Oh shit.
Yeah, it's crazy.
What do you want to start this out with?
Dude, the fucking DC shit.
Jump right in. First that. 6 days in.
Hold on. First RIP Doom.
Oh, yeah, RIP Doom.
Ever since Doom left, everything hasn't
everything
been
got
right.
Fucked up.
So we stormed the Capitol.
We didn't.
Okay, I didn't storm it. My people didn't storm the Capitol.
Here come the feds. They start busting into the door. Are you freeze? Freeze! 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 Oh man!
But yeah, somebody fucked around and found out.
Play stupid games,
bro. Of the four people that died, one dude tased himself to death.
What the fuck?
What?
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, one guy tased himself in the balls and then had a heart attack.
The balls thing is just a Twitter thing, but he tased himself to death.
How do you tase himself to death? Like,
how do you do such a thing?
Can I hear it was on his balls?
Bro, he's a chump.
That's true. Dude, that's... It's...
Did you guys see the video of that chick getting shot, though? It was on TikTok.
Bro, she got shot in the neck.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, dude, that shit was...
I heard about it, but...
My brother showed me it, and that shit was that's fucking terrible. Wild.
That was all... Bro, it's kind of crazy, too. Me and MJ were actually just talking about this earlier. It's like, you see movies, and you see how they depict someone dying. Mm-hmm. It was like, when you see that shit in real life, it's like, bro, damn. It's weird.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you just fall over lifeless, your eyes are still open, bro, it's the weirdest
shit
ever.
That whole ordeal was, like, a fucking movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who would have thought the Capitol had, like...
The
Capitol had, like, no security, bro.
Bro, they had security, but they just let them in.
Yeah.
They're like, come on
I saw this
in.
Thing on Twitter where it was, like, shout out to Plaza Security for keeping, the Cheesecake Factory safe, but Capitol...
yeah. Man, she got capped at the Capitol.
Damn.
It was such a crazy
event. She was like a veteran too, right? She was like in the Navy? Some shit like that?
What prompted her to get shot? What was she doing?
She was trying to break into the doors and things like that of like a chamber.
I think she was like reaching in.
Yeah.
Through one of like the broken windows.
And she just got, you know what I'm saying?
Was this outside or inside?
It was inside. Yeah.
Okay, I think...
So he was like, stand back. She didn't stand back. So he was like,
reaching out.
Damn.
Yeah.
Stop resisting.
And it's on video?
Mm-hmm.
It's on video. That's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Starting to get desensitized again. Let's go! I'm just playing.
That shit's crazy, dude.
Oh, man. I mean, think about it, though. What would be a year without something like traumatic?
The fact that the year just started, though, and it's already
well, I mean,
good.
Last year, it was a thing with World War III, how the Trump, like, the airstrikes that he sent out killed one of the Middle East's, like, their general.
Oh, yeah, the two trucks or whatever.
Yeah,
there.
That's how 2020 started last year, and that was, like, in the first week of 2020.
Always some bullshit.
Yeah, something.
I heard they're like planning something on January 17th.
I liked it when freaking things that happen in the beginning of the year were like not as crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I remember back in either 2015 or 2018 or something like that, and some guy messed up the Hollywood sign. I don't know if you guys
remember that. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's made it spell something.
Hollyweed.
Hollyweed, yeah.
That was a good time. Like,
I wait,
like,
what? That was Steve-O?
Yeah, it was Steve-O.
How did I hear about that?
Or even, like, Logan Paul and the Suicide Force. It was still fucked up, but shit like that.
Yeah, it was anything, like...
Everything was calm as fuck until, like, the fourth.
The Force,
yes,
yeah.
Kind of. May
this
the
year,
Force be with you.
This year was starting out great.
I know, it's still great, though. I mean, yeah, honestly, so, yeah, it's
I'm
only like
forward to a lot.
9 days in.
Yeah.
We're only 9 days
honestly, in. One thing that I hate seeing, like, anytime I get on social media, it's just, like, people being negative about, like, oh, 2021's already fucked up. Yeah. And it's like why are you setting yourself up for failure? Like...
Because they quitters and they suck. That's pretty much it.
Quitters and spitters.
Don't be a quitter 2021.
Or a spitter.
Yeah, or a spitter.
Oh my gosh.
Wait
a minute.
Yeah, be a spitter.
Got him. So hopping in 2021. The same cliche thing happens every year.
Yep.
New Year's resolutions. What are your guys' thoughts on New Year's resolutions?
I just want 100,000 subscribers.
I don't know. I guess 22. Like your girl said, it's tradition.
But it's like a nice tradition, though.
I think
you should just base your goals around time. If you have a goal, just fucking do it.
Exactly. Yeah. What is the significance of December 31st to January 1st that just makes you feel like everything's just gonna be different for you?
We evolved past.
It's one day. How does one day changing make you think my life is gonna be so great
because it's a brand new year?
It's like nice catch. It's like putting a crutch on your goal.
Yeah,
like, I'm only doing this because it's the new year.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think for me, it's just like the feeling of starting fresh. Like on, I like think on it's, a certain day, certain like it's the right beginning.
I think it's natural for us, like as humans, because winter. Think about it. I mean, I don't know how it is in the other, like, southern hemisphere where the sun is currently, but, like, after winter, I'd say, like, the reason why it's mostly here we feel that it's tradition is, it's winter, so we barely have any sun, so we're, like, we're low on energy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, after the winter solstice passes, which is in December, you start getting more daylight. And you're like, okay, I'm getting my energy back. So I think that's what it is naturally.
Yeah.
It's like trees. Trees die in the wintertime, and they just come back.
Yeah. I think people need to go through a rejuvenation phase in their life at some point. Because, like, if you think about it, everyone is constantly grinding, especially during spring, summer, and some of fall. But then when winter hits, everyone's like, I don't know what to do.
I feel like it's just because there's a lot of things going on, like holidays and family time.
And now you have to check out your finances and, you know, settle over, like, on savings.
Because to me, honestly, it's like, it's kind of a stressful time because you're having to do a lot. You're having to schedule your time with your family, friends, and on top of that, you have to buy gifts. I mean, you don't have to, but, like, everybody expects a gift now. So, like, it's a little stressful.
Ain't buy nobody a gift.
So, like, to be done with that and
that's
then
why
start
no one
fresh,
loves you.
It feels good.
That's okay. I love myself.
Hugs himself.
He cuts himself asleep.
I'd rather, like, I mean, even if people don't have the... I'd rather them have a motivation or a goal to begin with in the year, even though if they may not follow it.
All right, so it's August of 2020, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so we got 4 months until December, 5 months until January. So I got this goal and I want to make it happen, but I gotta wait 5 months until I make it happen.
The rules, man.
Like that's
follow the rules.
That's what I'm saying, bro. If it's beneficial for you to just get it going, just get it going. Why you gotta wait till January?
It depends on the goal. Like honestly, like there's people that are like, okay, I'm gonna do this, and I'm gonna start now.
But I gotta wait till New Year.
Yeah, I'm putting everything on pause.
What if it's
an
idea,
like
December 25th, and they think about it? You know what? I'm gonna start that new year.
That's fine. At the beginning of a month. Beginning of a month makes sense. That's just when. That's just natural.
But who thinks though? Who thinks in July? All right, next year I'm going to do something.
People think that's what people be thinking of. Next year, that's going to be different for me. That's going to be, I'm, you know what? My finances suck this year, but next year they're going to be great.
Procrastination.
Why are your finances shit now, but the next year is going to make it different? Like, if you already got bad money habits, your bad money habits are going to follow into the next year. It makes no difference.
In July.
It makes no difference. Start your
finances to wait till next year. That's awful.
If you lazy now, most people are going to be lazy next year. Start
the New Year's Revolution. They say, I'm going to start next year roughly around, like, late November or something, or late December. That they're going to, you know, I'll do this or do that.
No,
do they have a specific day, though?
It helps.
No.
It helps, though.
No. Bro, I've literally heard people. I'll give you an example. Someone recently, a few months ago, they smoke, right? Well, you know what? Next year, my New Year's resolution is going to be to stop smoking. Why don't you stop now? Why don't you just start next month?
That's where I'm going.
Well, why you got to wait until January to make that? Like, if you're telling me you're going to stop smoking, then just stop smoking.
You have to prepare yourself for stuff like that.
No, I understand you gotta prepare yourself. Yeah, but bro, if it's the middle of the year and you're like,
yes, the middle of
January 1st next year, I'm changing that.
My goal is to start smoking, and that way,
that way I can get more breaks on work. That's my goal.
But I'm just saying, there's no reason that January 1st should be that significant, tradition or not. It's like you're just being a follower. You're being a sheep.
More positively, is that I'd rather someone have goals than not have nothing in the end and just, you know, be themselves and whatever.
I mean,
but
I think it's something like people look forward to.
Yeah, I'd rather someone has something to look forward to than not have nothing.
Yeah.
And then just carry on.
Wow. So, go ahead.
Why do you think gyms have deals?
Yeah, dude.
Right.
Which I love.
Why do you not do it? Like, bro, I can't even go to the gym now because, like, everything is, like, occupied.
Yeah, especially the gym.
Give it a few weeks. It'll take off.
Yeah.
Everything's occupied in a pandemic?
Bro, I see that about the mall. I went to the mall to get something real quick. The whole mall was bad. I'm like, so none of y'all niggas got coronavirus?
You know why, though? It's because they're closing it earlier now. Because of the whole shootings and stuff.
Well, yeah, before that, though. Before that, it was, like, packed.
You're talking about the Independence Mall?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bro, that place is going to go to shit real quick.
I mean, it's already gone bankrupt.
Yeah. Macy's is already pulling out.
They pulled out?
Yep.
That's the beginning. Once your big box retailers start to pull out...
Well, it's because they went bankrupt. Macy's went bankrupt, but still, you know, that's a pretty big store.
But I'm saying, you know, you ever heard of the Great Mall of Kansas?
Yeah, the Great Plains.
Yeah, so that was a huge mall.
That was the shit, bro. They even had like a roller coaster inside.
It's literally one of the biggest malls in the United States.
I went there.
You went to that mall?
Yeah, like last year. It's really sad.
Damn.
Yeah.
Dude, there's like two businesses in there.
No, it's already out. Like, there's nothing else there.
Really?
You're thinking of a different mall.
I think you might be thinking about a different one, because they cleared out that...
They cleared it out, like,
the only remaining
ago?
Store is Burlington Coat Factory.
Yeah, which is just over there. Yeah. But all of it is just land. There's just a whole shit ton of land over there.
Honestly, a good place to go drifting if, like, there was a bunch of cops. But...
Yeah, you want to go drifting, go to Olathe of all places.
Yeah. Fucking Kansas.
No, it's getting awful around the Independence Mall. Like, people's shootings, and like, I think it's just because everyone's just been so stuck inside.
This is bored, so I'm
just gonna shoot some people up. Like,
you know what? Let's do a massacre.
So, like, anybody under the age of
17
has to be accompanied with a parent, like, at all times now.
Yeah.
It's insane.
That is.
Yeah.
Like, malls, I think malls are literally one of the coolest things in the world.
Yeah.
And, like, people
I picked the worst time
ruin
to shave
it.
Off all my facial hair.
What do you think the future of malls is?
Dude, malls are if malls, okay, so the Mall of America, for instance, dopest mall ever.
Yeah.
Like, it is so amazing. But it's like, other malls need to get on that level of malls.
Yeah.
Because it isn't just a mall. It's
an
stores. There really is. There's stores. Amusement park. There's fancy, cool-ass restaurants everywhere. And it's like
everywhere.
Right. Well, obviously that costs a lot of money.
You can't go through the whole thing in one day. You need to be there for like at least.
Yeah, I went up to Minnesota, I went there like 3 times.
Yeah.
To get through the whole place.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Like it was crazy. But it's like that's the problem. Like malls
they're not big enough no more.
Yeah, they're really not. Or it's like you walk in them and you're just like you guys don't have any stores.
Like you know where to go.
Yeah.
And so you go and you're like in and out. Yeah. Pretty much.
The only reason I go to the mall now at this point is like so I can go to H&M or go to like what the fuck is that store called?
Forever 21.
No, I don't go to Forever 21. They don't have you
look like I do. Oh, Aeropostale?
Arrow. Those are the only two stores I ever go to. Forever 21's main section is too small. We should make a whole podcast about that. Discrimination. Yeah,
We need to bring workers. Forever 21 workers.
Let's go pop in the store with y'all. We need like four of y'all to come on the podcast.
No questions asked.
Hey, why does your men's section fucking suck?
It's so small.
Yeah, they'd be like, wait, what? I just work here.
Bro, 2021, bring bigger fucking men's sections.
Yes, for real. Like, I'm tired of it. Like, I go to whatever store, and it doesn't matter what store, it's all the same.
Even H&M, bro, like, even H&M, I love that store, but the dude section is so small compared to the female section is 3/4 of the store.
Or they'll have, like, trash graphics and shit. Like, you'll wear some jeans, and on the back, you'll say, like, hate life. I'm like, bro, why do I let hate life on my ass? Like, this makes no sense.
You know which store doesn't discriminate on dudes?
Who?
Arrow. The store is 50-50 men and women.
Okay.
Just throwing that one out there.
What about Express?
This guy is Express is 50-50, isn't it?
Yeah, Express's clothes is more for like niggas that do Les Twins shit.
It's so expensive. It's so expensive.
Have you ever worn one of those
nice fitted
leather slacks? Pants?
From Express? I have never bought a single thing from Express. I can't afford Express.
See, I went to Express, bought some clothes, and then went to go try out for Step Up.
Dude,
I'm sorry. Like, I just can't get with Express's clothes anymore.
Dude, I'm not paying $90 for jeans.
I'm not paying fucking $30 for.
I'm not doing it, Kevin. You're crazy, dude.
It is overpriced.
You guys gotta go to J. Crew.
I'm definitely not buying J. Crew,
bro. They have deals all the time. The one in Legends, I buy like 12 T-shirts for $5 each.
I don't feel like J. Crew supports my people, sir.
Okay. Yeah. What do you mean? H&M does the same shit too.
What are you talking about?
H&M, Forever 21.
What are you talking about? H&M loves black people.
Now they do.
Do you remember the whole ordeal with the monkey?
Oh my god, dude. We're not about to. Okay.
It wasn't that though. Stop. It was a bunch of stuff.
Excuse you.
Someone explain this monkey.
Coolest monkey in the jungle. You have to realize that H&M is not an American company, okay? In America, with a black person, you think monkey. In every other country, they don't think as black people as monkeys.
You're right.
Just like, yes, maybe it was poor design choice to release that in America.
Yeah, that was a very poor design choice.
But in any other country, it literally doesn't matter. They do not refer to their freaking black people as
monkeys. Americans haven't had a meeting with the Japanese or whoever made it.
Well, just the thing is that they also take a lot of credit for other artists and they don't, like, show recognition.
That's because the way H&M works is the type of store you're able to walk into and you don't have to worry about brands. Yes, they have brands, but that's what makes H&M a cool experience. You go there and you're like, I like that. It eliminates that brand loyalty that people always freaking have. There are so many people that will not wear something because it's not a brand that they like. And that's why H&M is a cool store. You sign on with them, you know that you're not going to get brand recognition because the store literally makes it to where you just walk in, you like something, you buy it. You don't care what brand it is. Granted, there are brands I do like at H&M. Like, the Divided brand's really nice. Like, I like the way their stuff fits, but I don't go out of my way to get a specific brand at H&M.
I do.
Do you really?
No.
I'm just like, that's the thing. That's just one of those things. It's like, when you sign on H&M, you know you're not going to get brand love. It's just how the store's designed by nature. You don't walk in and you're like, I want this brand. I want to find this brand. You're like, nope, I like this jacket. I like this shirt. I like these jeans.
You also got to break dance with the cash register person.
What?
I love the variety, too. Like, exactly. They have, like, old-fashioned mixed with modern. And I love it so much. That's my store.
And when COVID's not going on, they have a great recycling program. All you gotta do is bring out a trash bag of clothes. They give you a bunch of 25% off coupons.
Oh,
I have a shit ton.
What?
You just eats the month.
That's why H&M's clothes are so cheap, because they recycle fabrics.
Wow. I like H&M more.
They're an amazing company.
H&M, you ever hit us with that endorsement?
You sure you're not
sponsored? Actually, you guys already should sponsor us because all the shirts that we make are H&M shirts.
Dude, that's true. Yeah. That's pretty much all I wear.
So if you're listening.
Except for Adidas.
Hey, get some H&M.
Basically, I wear Adidas, Arrow, and H&M. That's it.
No, you weren't a brands guy.
Huh?
Yeah, faggot.
Okay, first off, when it comes to shoes, you gotta like a brand. Okay.
Yeah, I'll give you that one, yeah.
You're not just gonna go buy some off the wall generic $15 shoes and be happy.
Speaking of which,
some shacks.
New Year's resolution. We should have like an episode on Nike or Adidas.
Ooh. Actually, I like better yet. One gotta go episode. Ooh, one gotta go.
That's a good episode.
Nike, Adidas, Puma. We just throw Puma in there for the fun.
Puma's gotta go.
One gotta go. Hey,
Puma's out of here
one
already.
One gotta go.
He's already eliminated. Yeah. He hasn't even signed.
Alright, fine. We'll do one gotta go, Nike, Adidas.
Okay.
One gotta go, Nike, Adidas.
Nike, Adidas, champion.
No.
Champion?
Just Nike,
Adidas. Champion shoes don't make the.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Like I know you're wearing champion right now. It's tight.
Yeah,
but that already gotta go.
Well, listen, champion's just a. It's just like a shirt, pants type deal. You know what I'm saying? Shoes.
What about New Balance? New Balance has some good shoes.
Nah.
Nike Adidas. One gotta go, Nike Adidas.
That's part of the top.
You know what? That'll come next week.
Alright, okay. Yeah.
That's next episode. One gotta go, Nike Adidas. We're about to, like, for real, 2021, we're making this podcast a lot more fun.
More interactive.
You're making it a lot more fun.
I knew that was
one gotta go.
I gotta go. Just like
I'm gonna clock out.
That's gonna be. Oh, dang, dude.
So back to New Year's resolutions.
Right,
yeah. Back to that.
But what are New Year's resolutions? I mean, think about it.
So what is New Year's resolution? So some people, I had an argument recently, they try to say New Year's resolution is a goal. I don't see a New Year's resolution as a goal. Because when you think, okay, what is the. When you learn how to make a goal, how do you learn how to make it? A SMART goal, right? Needs to be specific.
Shut the fuck up, you fucking.
No, but that is literally a successful mindset.
Any book
I've ever read with a successful business person, they always talk about SMART goals.
Yeah, but what if it's a goal for like being a better person?
Yeah.
You gotta naturally let that happen.
Fuck you for being a better person. I'm waiting for New Year's.
But it's like you can't like right, like you can't measure being a better person per se.
For yourself.
But what do you mean? Like what do you mean by just being a better person? Give me an example.
I don't know. Let's see. We could do like a Mr. Scrooge type deal. You know what I'm saying? When he's trying to be a better person.
So try to have more holiday spirit then.
Not.
Or be more interactive with people.
Be more charitable.
Alright.
Yeah.
So being more charitable, right? But why does it have to be a New Year's resolution?
Because.
Why can't you just already just want to be a better
technically,
person?
Well, every day is New Year's. So you're having a New Year's revolution every single day.
Yeah, he's right.
So at the end of the day, you have a New Year's revolution. My guy,
what are you saying right now?
Revolution.
What is he
every
saying
day
right
is a
now?
New Year's revolution until next year.
Wrong.
Right. What are
nope.
you? Anyway,
nope.
What's
nope. No. Think about it.
Wrong.
Think
sir.
About it.
What?
Wrong. New Year's revolution. Guess what? It's the new year. When does it become the old year? Till next, the last year of the year before. So 2020 was the last year. So this year is still a new year. Even if it's September,
it's
a new
year.
He's
never going to win.
You guys want to hear Brian over here sound like Jaden Smith when he decided to become
saying,
woke.
It's the thing. It's new year completely.
Oh,
I can say happy
God.
New Year to you in September, bro, and it's still being a new year.
He's sprinting with his shoes
exactly.
tied.
You're just mad because it's right. You know it's right.
What kind of crap are you smoking?
Until next year. Which is 2023, we'll be like, hey, happy new year.
Brian did a
because it's a new year.
I set
my case, done.
Hot take.
You trust him, Mike.
Anyways, back to what you were saying was, so, you want to become a better person, more charitable, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why do we have to wait till new year for that, though? Why can't you just already start making the steps to become a better person?
Well, what if it's a new year and you wake up like, you know what? I'm gonna be a better person this year.
I don't think that's a new. I don't think that's just you're just gonna be a better person in general.
I think
that's
but it's a goal. Though. It's a goal though.
What is your goal? Because
it has a destination, right?
What's the but? There's okay. Better yet,
okay.
Who measures that you become a better person? And then like okay,
yourself.
Like think about a progress bar in a video game, right?
Uh-huh.
So I'm at 0% progress. Mm-hmm. Who measures that I get to 100%?
You
like,
do.
through your experience you throughout this.
No, how come you can't?
Okay, so think about this.
Dang.
You're a terrible person 1 year, right?
Okay.
And then 1 year you wake up like, you know what? I'm going to try to be a better person this year. You're already getting experience of being a better person by speaking that already, right?
So I gave it to one person this week, and now this week I'm giving it to two people. So that's how I'm measuring it.
No, not that. You just measure it throughout the entire year. Like, oh, I did some good things this year.
I mean, obviously, if you're not thinking bad about it.
Because think about this. If you do good things, like charitable things throughout the entire year, then at the end of the year, you're going to feel better about yourself. So you don't have to be like, oh, I have to be a better person than this.
But it almost sounds like when someone talks about the karma, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you just start doing all these really good things all of a sudden, and then you expect to get good things are going to come back to you.
You don't expect
because you're doing good things.
No, you don't expect it. You just say that you're going to be a better person this year, and then you end up doing it, and you feel better. Like, you don't expect to feel better after being a better person. You just decide you want to be a better person.
It does help with your mental, you know, and physically.
Okay, here's the other thing, though. New Year's resolutions.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you normally, I guess if you do a New Year's resolution, you start your New Year's resolution and you also essentially end that New Year's resolution in the same year?
No.
It's not, they don't normally overlap to the next year because at that point you're supposed to make New Year's resolutions. You don't have ongoing goals from year to year.
So say if your goal is to be healthy and you started January 1st and you got... Your goal is to be healthy the whole year.
Right.
But if you wanted to lose weight from January and you lost it by March and you're already shredded, then that goal is done. So you bring on to the next goal.
So all you did was just make a goal. Like, why does that have to be a New Year's resolution? You made a goal.
I think it's just timing.
that's what I'm saying.
But the thing is, I'm not going to wait till March to be like, all right,
you're not
going to
win this one.
next year, March, I'm going to start, or next year, I'm going to start to learn how to be shredded.
No.
Exactly. Exactly. You're not going to wait till then.
I just don't understand why you have to wait to a new year to make a difference for yourself.
I mean, you don't have to, but people that procrastinate do.
Exactly. Which goes back to the point of what I was saying is that people who make New Year's resolutions, in a sense, are just followers.
No, they're not.
You're
followers.
Not thinking for. You're literally doing something because everyone else in the world decides on January 1st they're going to make some type of change in their life.
So, what if everyone is thinking positive and saying, like, yeah, let's get our goals together? Wouldn't that be
okay? And how many people make New Year's resolutions and don't follow through, and they make an excuse because you said, hey, I made a New Year's resolution, but if I don't follow through with this, it's okay because it's just a New Year's resolution. I can make that same New Year's resolution next year, and then I can make that same New Year's resolution the year after.
We call those people losers.
It's called you're not perfect.
I mean, I guess I have a different idea of what a New Year's resolution is, because every year I basically just set like a bunch of different goals. I don't have like one set goal.
Right.
Like, I'm like, this year will be the year of blah, 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 blah. I want to achieve this, and that this year.
Right.
By the time this year ends, I want all these done.
I just don't think of a New Year's resolution as a goal. I just think of that as a goal.
Yeah.
In general. I don't think of that as a New Year's resolution. I feel when you think of the word resolution, right? Like, you're thinking of, this is a whole ass change. I'm making some whole ass change.
You're a whole ass change.
Oh my God.
Argument gone.
You're undefeated.
Do you guys have a specific, goal, or...
Don't give me shit, okay?
Listen, I just want 100,000 subscribers.
Kevon defeated.
I just make goals, but I don't think of January 1st. Like, I already had a goal that no matter what, from when we started making SA a big thing in April, like, each year, like, with a business, you think of, like, fiscal years. Mm. So you think of this year, you're going to be at this year you're going to be at that, this year's going to be at that. I don't look at that as a New Year's resolution for our company.
True.
I look at it as a goal because in a fiscal year, this is where we need to be. In this fiscal year, this is where we need to be.
Yeah, that's what I think. Yeah.
I think it's just as a company, I think as... Oh, I hope that more doors come through. And just pray that, like, different... Again, we have our goals, which our goals is, like, from point A to point Z, which is, all right, I want the company to grow to this amount of numbers this year. But I also want my goals to hopefully that there's more open doors this year without you know, because I go on my straight path for the essay, but I'm hoping that it goes swerving as in like to different doors. With
so instead of just driving straight down the road, you're going to hit them with the, what's the dude from Initial D?
Takumi.
Yeah, you're going to hit with the Takumi drifts, yeah. And you're 8'6", like, you ain't just driving straight down the road. Yeah,
running in the 90s.
Because it's like, the thing is, just anything can happen, and the thing is that anything can pop, any moment. And that's why it was, that's why everyone has the goal as a big, they need to dream bigger, you know, go home, kind of thing. And if you don't dream big, then you're not going to get what you want.
You may not aim too high, then you aim too low.
Yeah.
Home?
Spit
yeah.
That shit.
Anyways, I guess we can go around the circle. Brian, let's start with you, Gardino.
You started this.
What's your big goal for the year? Not your resolution. What's your fucking goal?
Like a personal?
A real goal.
Personal or like
specific, measurable?
Because I have one for
personal. Something.
Should we do a personal and one for essay?
That's fine.
So my essay goal is to finally start with the automotive side, like open up an Instagram account. I've been doing a bunch of research before I actually start doing this, and like I've just been looking at like how to export for certain like settings for Instagram, how to like post. Consistency, what time of days, and things like that.
Nice.
So I've been doing my research on that. So that's my main goal, is to finally get that popping. Because this year, with everybody being inside and all the shows getting canceled for last year, everybody's going to be coming out with something crazy this year. And that brings me to my second goal. My cars, I'm finishing them all up. My main goal is to blow up and act like I don't know why. No, my main goal is to finish up my Civic and finally be done with it. Like, I don't have to worry or touch it anymore. Perfect the way I want it. So I got new wheels coming in for that.
Reps?
No, they're rear wheels. $1,800.
Can you explain these wheels to me? I don't understand it. Real quick.
Rear wheels.
So, like, two-piece wheels. What does all that mean?
So, the ones
that
I got are three-piece wheels.
What does that mean?
Two-piece.
So, you can take off the face, the lip, and then it's just the barrel. So, there's three pieces to it. So...
Why isn't the wheel just one piece?
Because
of the sail.
Does it make it better?
Not necessarily. I mean, they're all... Everything is, like, interchangeable.
It's like I take out the face and put another face on my wheels.
It's modular.
Yeah, so like...
Is Luffy driving it?
What? So like, when people say fake wheels or reps, they're usually talking about like the lowest of the budget that you can afford. Which
that's what reps are?
Replicas.
Yeah. Replicas.
Oh, so you guys just call them reps for short.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know this car.
And it's usually what is it, like, flow-formed wheels, where it's just, like, a one design, like, one piece. It's just a wheel. That's it.
So, my wheels on my Mustang...
Yours are
one
OEM.
Piece.
Those are OEM.
The OEM, right, but they're just one piece, right?
Yeah,
they're not multiple pieces.
Yeah.
Gotta go.
The ones that I got are three-piece wheels. I'm not gonna say anything too much, because that's for my Instagram.
Okay.
Keep it to, yeah, we don't want you guys stealing.
Keep it on the low, though. We keep it on
lock. I haven't gotten them yet, but...
Yeah, if you touch the idea, I'm gonna pee on you.
And then I'm finishing up the Miata too. I finally got all the pieces that I need.
You cleaned it all out.
Yeah, I cleaned it out. I got all the
parts. That was satisfying when you were.
So I actually this is another thing I'm gonna put on my Instagram. Ooh. But it's I did like I took a bunch of like clips of like me cleaning it, and then next week I'm starting with the engine bay. I'm gonna clean the engine bay.
Nice.
And then I'm gonna get clips of like the body work that's gonna get done. I'm fixing all the rust. I'm fixing just a whole bunch of things on there, and new engine.
Nice.
Yes.
Wes?
Yes, sir.
I'm just gonna get 100K subscribers.
So that's your personal and business goal.
First off, I like how you said you're going to.
Yeah. That's it. That's all it is.
Hey, bet.
He said 100K followers.
Subscribers.
Just subscribers.
We don't do followers here.
Yeah, we don't do followers on YouTube.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Okay, bro.
Subs
say
only.
And the views. You want both?
No, subs only. I just said subs. That's
just,
it.
Just subs.
Subs only.
Nothing else.
Don't try to change it.
I'm not trying to change
if
it.
If you're listening, go like Friday Night Fridays right
yeah,
now.
All you submissive
yeah, do it. And if you don't like it, I don't care.
Yeah.
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 All you submissive women, get up, West. He needs 100 subs.
There goes our viewership.
Oh my gosh, speaking of Gary, we need to talk after about Friday Night Fridays. Remind me.
Okay.
Cool.
Oh, it's my turn. Okay. Honestly, 2020, I've been struggling to find what I really want to do. My girlfriend and I have been buying gear to get her stuff started, so that's what we'll be doing. I literally spent last week constructing, like, the background of her little set. We got some lights, got all that camera stuff, I got, like, a little monitor, so it's been going.
That's dope.
But that started back in December, but we've been busy, so, but all of her nail stuff is coming in, so.
Nice. She, like, doing, like, a beauty channel, or?
Kind of, yeah, hopefully she'll develop a brand, I'll help her out with it, and hopefully we can start some kind of, like, decent nail brand that we can sell.
That'll be cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
But it's like, I don't know. I said a lot of things last year and I didn't do any of them, so I kind of just keep it on the down low and just do it. And then come out and say, hey, this is where I'm at.
Yeah.
As far as essay goes, honestly, just being more consistent. I know I really lost my my drive after I got COVID. So, yeah. Really just being there. That's all that matters.
Dude, so sweet.
Sick.
Sick, man.
Hey, fuck you guys.
No, like...
You gotta watch the movie Soul and then find your spark.
Hey,
oh, I haven't watched that yet. Is it good?
Great movie.
I haven't finished it yet.
Great movie, by the way. So my turn?
Yeah.
Alright, so I guess my personal goals are my essay goals in a sense, so it's kind of all the same. So my goals this year is to... Well, I guess I do have one personal goal. So I have a other business with my real estate investing. So hoping to get that kicking. Realistically, I would like to be getting that business making about $7,500 to $10,000 a month. So that would be dope for this year.
Mm-hmm.
And then my other goals. So I want to get Shocking Arts Real Estate Media working title off the ground. That's going to be just... It's just gonna be a huge. That's just like literally redoing the whole business plan for this, and it's gonna like literally be something that's gonna not only put us on the map, it's gonna get us recurring revenue, recurring jobs, studio. Like I would say, that's really like all the big goals this year is like getting that division going, getting the studio this year, or office or whatever we decide to get depending on what happens.
Workflow.
Getting that recurring revenue, so
consistency.
Because I want to be able to get a few of my guys to where they can just say, fuck their full time jobs and just do this. Like that would be tight. So my other goal of this year is to not accept a single dollar from SA still. That way I can pay my people. And my other goal is apart from that, because if this all goes well. I would say by sometime next year, we can really start focusing a bit more on Shocking Arts Automotive. Because we got to have the revenue to come into. Because cars are expensive. And then the other goal as well is almost finished getting all my stuff for my gaming side. I got us a general intro, thanks to Philip, Studio Fish. So I got us a general intro for SA Plays. So just starting some more stuff on SA Gaming, getting that channel built up, getting that 100K subscribers. I know followers, 100K subscribers. And yeah, it's going to be a huge year. For real. Those are all my goals.
Nothing?
Those are all my goals.
Oh, I thought you said what's wrong with your goals. There's nothing wrong with them.
Those are all my goals.
What's wrong, guys?
There's a lot. Oh, I guess I have one more goal.
So,
if everything else kicks off the way it should, potentially be able to walk away from a full-time job. Then I can spend way more time on this and be more
involved.
With the boys. Also, just adding to it, it's not really a goal, but I've also been learning how to edit in my free time. Video mainly. I have not started editing photos. I just learning how to edit video. So I don't know.
Photos are very tedious.
Honestly, if I'm being honest with you, I think I enjoy video more than I enjoy photo.
I want to get into video more, but it's just, I feel like it's just a whole different monster.
Don't be scared.
You just gotta hop into it and just start clicking shit and see what happens. That's what I've been learning. Yeah,
don't be a boomer.
You just click shit and stuff happens and you just do stuff. I don't know.
Learn from it.
It's weird. I don't know. It's fun though. Especially like I learned how to freaking take multiple layers and put them on top of each other and then blank out some of the layers and have a specific video on top with like voice and stuff in the background. I was so proud of myself.
Yeah, he got the baby steps going.
That's right.
Yeah.
Slowly
but
surely.
Yeah.
What? Stop at me. That was one that's making the noise.
All right, MJ, what you got?
I don't want to go too in depth with my goals because I'm learning that honestly, kind of like what Kevin said, just do them.
You get the satisfaction when you tell people I'm doing this.
Yeah.
And then you lose all motivation.
Yeah. So
like, for me it is.
So I have a lot brewing within me and I know I'm going to do a lot this year. And I know this year is going to be hugely successful for everyone within this room right now and for Shocking Arts and for me personally. I will say, like, this year, my goal is to get either get or start to buy a place. So that's my goal. As for Shocking Arts, there's a lot, but if one thing I want to say about it is, do a short film this year and make sure everyone is paid. So, and I'm sure we can do it.
Yeah.
Let's reflect then.
Paid and laid.
Let's reflect. Where did you think we would be at this point last year?
Man, honestly, I was feeling really good in April when I met you guys. And then, like, the coronavirus, like, I mean, it was a thing before I met you guys.
This?
Huh?
Talking about
Metas
in April?
I've never met Gardino until last year. I've literally seen him on so many Snapchats and everything, but never actually met him.
Yeah. And I was super pumped, and then, like, that. I'm not going to blame everything on coronavirus because a lot of it was, like, on me, too. Just, like, falling out of. Just, like, not having that drive after a while. Yeah, but I definitely felt like it had something to do with like our success and all the plans that we had.
We were hanging out a lot, making connections, doing all types of shit, and just like
as soon as businesses started closing, we kind of stopped.
Yeah, we were like, oh shit.
Yeah, because we were gonna do like all this like stuff, like popping in businesses, talking to people, and then it was like, they're all limited. You can't walk in them.
We were gonna do events at the studio.
Yeah.
You can't do anything.
Oh my god.
Oh, all the networking events.
Yeah, I was so excited for those.
I was seeing the parties and stuff too. Like
we had like goals.
We had so much stuff planned, and we couldn't do any of it.
But
I'm sad thinking about it.
I forgot about it because I blocked it out of my memory.
Wow. We were really going to do that and then got fucked up.
We were at a TikTok party? Remember that?
Oh, yeah. That one TikToker.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have all these TikTokers. We're just going to bring our phones. And then...
Renegade.
Renegade only.
Before we, I guess, move on...
Brian.
Yeah, I guess for SA, I would like us, like I said, pretty much same as everyone else's goal. Pretty much, I don't know, because we're all pretty much the same when it comes to the SA's goal. I would like to start to deal with bigger companies, like, for example, say, like Nike or...
We will.
Warner Brothers or Fox Studios, stuff like that. I want to really...
Nah, I just want to work with Netflix.
Netflix, yeah.
That's all I want to work with is Netflix.
Put our hand into it, touch it, feel around it, and be able to work around that type of business this year.
Netflix,
we will.
Netflix
will
be out there giving people creative control.
Exactly, and I like that.
You said touch it.
Touch it. I want to feel it. I want to be the man in the mirror.
that. He's not like SpongeBob when in one episode. I am a man.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, that would be for SA Go. Because again, there's a lot of stuff that we're doing, but you know, we're just keeping it low key. So you guys can just see us on the front page of YouTube and you know, some. You know,
hey, we made it on the front page of Apple last year, so it's
something
like...
Something bigger happened this year.
You know?
Something bigger happened.
I do want SA to be in the pitch.
Yeah.
What is the pitch?
The pitch is...
That KC magazine?
Yeah.
This was probably, other than the KC Star, biggest magazine.
No, the Star makes the pitch.
Oh, do they make the pitch?
Yeah.
Then there we go, yeah.
And then I guess it's for a personal goal. I don't know. Like I said, I just want SA to prosper in every direction department. And for our people to get... Actually, there you go. My personal goal is to be able to not have to work at AT&T or T-Mobile, whatever job, so I can just focus on SA, you know? Just be paying there, you know? That's all it is, dog.
Get good.
That's all it is, dog.
Yeah, get good.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Hell yeah.
That's a wrap.
The podcast
not really
over.
Just kidding. We got 15 minutes.
And then we're done.
Finish.
Oh, what were we talking about before Brian, though?
I thought Brian already went, and I was wanting to reflect.
Reflect on last year?
Yeah, versus...
where we thought we were going to be?
Oh, yeah, we were talking about... Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
It's okay, shit happens, and we're still here. I mean,
yeah.
Think about where we started, and there was like...
Honestly, it could have been a lot worse. Like, a lot of us got sick, so...
The room was like a lot of people, and now look where we are.
Hey, MJ, what'd I say?
What?
I told you, as it kept going, you was gonna find out who the real members was and who wasn't the real members.
Yep.
That's how it works, dude.
Be like that.
Yeah.
Be that way.
So I think it was a good year for us, though, regarding, like, all the setbacks, because, like, we saw who was really about it, and...
It's not a good story if there's no setbacks at the beginning.
Yeah.
True.
Just no setbacks.
I'm not sad about it. Like, I've learned also that... Like, I've been saying I need to stop being, like, super humble and friendly with... Not everyone's your friend.
Yep.
No new friends.
I've definitely gotten, like...
Beat the fuck up with you.
Yeah, basically, last year.
The thing is, it's just like...
Wait, what?
Okay.
What? Yeah.
Not physically.
Oh.
Emotionally. Okay. Mentally. Yeah, no, I think we have a really good... I think we have a great, solid team now. Like, we got automotive, we got animation, we got YouTube, we got Twitch, we got photography, we got video, we got real estate, and we also have the podcast, and we also have comedy coming up here soon, too. So,
what are we doing, stand up?
Yeah, bro, you didn't know.
You're the first one
on camera.
You're the first one on set.
You'll see. You guys will see.
To add to mine, real quick.
We'll see.
Mine. It's to be on time.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Hey, you're getting better.
I am.
Yeah.
Still shit, though.
This time it wasn't an hour.
Yeah, who was the latest today?
What are you talking about? We both
showed up at the same time.
I know. I was trying to
But you were the last one.
Brian.
Well, I got off work, so shit.
No, you're good, bro.
But, yeah, the audience didn't even know, but Brian was really hella late.
All the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, we almost kicked him out multiple times.
Oh,
I was like, God damn it, Brian.
He said I vouched for him.
I didn't even know him.
Kevin saved you.
I
just remember that.
The tiebreaker.
Hopefully we just learn from each other, you know?
Yeah.
Like, learn from our, like, not necessarily mistakes, or just, like, just learning from each other and, like, our experiences and stuff. So I hope that's like one of the big things too for us this year.
We always gonna learn because every day we gain experience.
See, last year was our growth year. This year is definitely
the
year.
Foundation.
Yeah, this is the year that we finally start putting things to paper.
They gonna see a house. There you go.
Yeah, this year we will.
We're starting with the basement.
We were honing our katanas.
Yeah, this year
sharpening the blades.
This year we'll definitely reap the rewards that we we'll reap the
benefits.
Benefits that we sowed into from last year. That's what I was trying to say.
Wow, that was philosophical.
And what kind of
we cutting heads off of katanas.
Oh my god! We were showing people.
Yeah.
I'll say, anyone trying to learn a new language this year?
Dude, yes. Oh, that's my God. Actually, that is one of my goals.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I'm trying to learn a new language. It's called talking money. I'm out of here.
Talk money.
What language?
Spanish for sure.
Spanish.
El Español.
But I really want to either learn, after Spanish, Italian, French, or Japanese. One of those three are next.
If you need to learn Japanese, I got a plug for you.
Is it that one chick from the tattoo episode?
Okay, first off, she doesn't speak Japanese.
Hey, I was just asking.
Racist.
Beat his ass! Crucify him!
Brian's canceled.
Beat Brian Gardino's butt. Yeah.
But her boyfriend speaks Japanese, and he teaches Japanese, and he teaches Korean.
Oh, nice.
That's
hard.
Yeah.
Oh, so he was slightly correct.
So I'm not racist.
you were halfway there.
You're slightly,
but you were there. You were there in a racist way. So,
and he's living on a prayer. Get it? Because he's halfway there.
Oh,
I'll take my lead.
Go ahead and clock out for me.
God.
2021, the year of Wes clocking out constantly.
Oh my gosh! Yeah. I feel like I'm actually kind of excited. I feel like we should make one gotta go like in every other week episode.
What?
I would be fun.
Yeah, that would be super nice. Every episode.
One gotta go every other week.
There you go. Here.
A consistent series.
Oh, great. So let's start right now then. Let's start the first episode with it. Unless.
You know what? One of our goals for the podcast is to get it
video.
Video.
Yes.
That's true.
So we're not doing it this season.
Yeah, next season.
Yeah, next season we'll have video, but we will be on YouTube.
I like I said, unless
things start to... We're going to be on YouTube.
Unless things start to progress super fast, then you
we're
know
going what to, right. Who are we pointing at? Who are you pointing at?
Everyone.
Oh, I was like... This man was like stoked, man. You pointed at everyone. Sorry. But yeah, we are going to be on YouTube, though, starting this season. So we're going to start releasing the episodes on YouTube as well.
So if you don't want
there'll be no video, obviously, but we'll have like a...
Some will see our ugly faces
next year. You'll see our ugly faces next year.
I'm gonna twerk again next year, next season.
That's next year, season of year.
But think again, if things start to boost up, we might have to do it earlier.
Yeah, I would say seasons are like every half year.
Shocking. Yeah, technically our podcast actually was half a year.
Half a year.
We started in June.
Yeah.
Should do something crazy.
Anyone else excited?
Oh,
that,
dude, that's you know, like the one thing we're like, we're gonna do this, and then we just ended up doing it. That was my favorite thing about the podcast.
Yeah.
Okay. That's actually not how that happened. I just want to throw that out there real quick. We talked about a podcast a really long time ago. Actually, I have the notes in here.
I think it was just because we all finally had like a big enough team to do it.
Maybe that's what it was, or we just found enough like. I don't know, interesting people to finally do it.
I think it's just more people.
It was just the environment.
Yeah. Like,
maybe that's what it was.
We couldn't do the business stuff, but we could do this, so at least we are doing it.
This is true. We found some way to connect with people in some sense on the internet.
I'm just super excited that I ended 2020 with no baby.
Hell yeah.
Me too.
Bro, there was like at least two occasions where I was sweating.
Oh my god.
I got a puppy
baby
though.
Baby Brian.
Bro,
I got
sex?
A puppy
that's
though.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Tell
finally.
Me more.
Wait,
so
what?
I haven't had sex yet.
What is...
Oh. Okay.
Cricket.
So 2021, Brian's getting laid. If you want to have some of this,
the girls.
Bring your ass to
you.
No. They did that one thing with like a Tyler the Creator. He was like brought his friend on stage. He's like, "Hey, any of y'all want to date my homie?" And no one was like, no one came on stage or anything. I was like,
"Ew!"
I was like, "That's crazy."
Have you seen that meme where the dude's like has his hand out and he's pointing at it and he's like, "Why are my hands not full of your cheeks?" Every time I see that meme, I think of you, Brian.
Are you talking about the guy that's like the government?
Yeah, there's like a version of it where it says, "Why are my hands not full of your cheeks?" And I think of Brian every single time.
I need to touch women's cheeks and not men.
That sounds
Brian
a little
what
sus.
What are you, homophobic?
Yeah,
a little
homophobic,
sus,
bro.
A little sus, bro.
Nah, I'm straight.
you sus, homie. We'll let that one go.
You mad sus.
Brian sus! I'm sus.
Vote him out.
That boy. Brian.
That boy sus. What song is that?
Hit the mustard.
I don't know.
Cold cheese! Cold cheese. I already my set.
Yeah, cold cheese!
Nope.
Got it.
You this year, nope. I want to get a Pan Am. Yeah. No.
A Pan Am?
Yeah.
You getting you a Pan Am?
Yeah.
You gonna bust inside?
Yep.
Bust inside?
Like, bust inside her heart.
Yeah. Good luck finding a Pan Am in real life.
A what?
A Pan Am.
Oh, you haven't played it.
Oh. Sorry for you.
Yeah.
What? Cyberpunk.
Oh.
Yeah. She's like everyone's heartthrob.
I'm debating on buying this shit off eBay.
Cyberpunk?
Yes.
You can still buy it.
No, you can't. Not on PlayStation Store.
No, oh, yeah. Store, you can buy it, the physical disc.
But it's cheaper to buy it on eBay.
That's bad.
Yes, yeah.
I'm sorry, you know what I'm saying? You gotta find a deal.
Deals.
I need to beat Last of Us 2 first.
I say do it before they put up the price. Because they're probably gonna make it. It's gonna be cheap now, and then they're gonna put that game all the way up.
Yeah, but like, if the game is all the way up, it's rendered better and shit like that.
No, I mean like people like that are on eBay are gonna raise it up. I'm the people on
eBay. Yeah, you the people.
Okay. I'm the guy that's selling.
Yeah, you people.
He's the scumbag.
That's selling for $100 for the basic edition.
Bro, I don't care what nobody says. Cyberpunk is good.
Yeah.
It's actually, yes. Okay, that's the thing. No one actually says it's a bad game. Everyone actually likes the game. They're just mad about the bugs.
Yeah, that's all they're mad
about. Yeah, but like, what's an RPG game without bugs?
Yeah, remember Skyrim was unplayable on PlayStation for like 2 years?
Yes. That's why I'm like, why is everybody so fucking pissed about this game?
Because everyone's just home and just complaining. Just like complaining.
Oh, you guys took 8 years to make it. Like, bro, you see how many NPCs is in this fucking game? It could be a guy peeing on you and then the game crashes. I love that shit.
Not until your console's done.
Do you feel like it makes
I mean, if anything, yes. I do hate the physics. The physics are weird.
What do you mean?
What's wrong with physics?
Like, if you jump into the water, like, there's no splash, there's no...
Well, that's just a graphical limitation.
Yeah.
Because the graphics, they had to really dumb the graphics down on console.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so your shit doesn't blow up.
Like, they even went in and patched the game and took out NPCs. So when you walk on the streets, there's not as many people on the streets.
They literally should have just kept it for new gen and that's it.
Because that's stupid. Why
no,
would
no.
You know how much money you're going to lose?
Yeah, financially.
What do you mean they're losing money now because the game's so broken?
If they would have kept it from the new gen and up, all this would have been better. So what if we lost? Our PlayStation and Xbox... are freaking star or dying because of it.
Bro, you don't have a PS5.
Yes, I do. I have a PS4. I'm saying the PS5 will be fine. PS5 and PC versions are way better.
Okay, so they make a PS5 and PC version that doesn't work in your PS4. So you have to buy a PS5.
No, at least they should have just stalled. They should have pushed out the PS5 and the PC version day one and then put the PS4... and the Xbox for a later date.
No.
Instead of just having...
They said on PS4 and Xbox One, it's not even going to be fixed until like March.
So that's what I'm saying.
They should have just postponed the game on last gen.
Yeah.
At least. At the very least.
Honestly, yeah. I think it's a game that we didn't deserve right now.
2021, fix Cyberpunk.
I mean, what else did Red Project City made?
They made The Witcher.
Yeah, The
Witcher
did
the
same
Witcher
thing.
Was also broken when it came out
same
on console.
Exactly. So why is everybody pissed?
Exactly.
Just don't buy a fucking console.
Oh my gosh. I have both. But here's the other thing too. I think the reason why people are so mad is because this game is more broken than any other game that's ever been. This is coming from, like, I have 76, 77 hours into the game, and until they patched it, like, 2 weeks ago, dude, my game would crash every hour on the hour.
Besides Fallout 76.
It would crash every hour, and then every time my game would reload, all my settings would reset. So I had to literally log back into the game and redo all my settings every single time, start playing, I get in the car, start driving, my game would crash again.
Okay, so I heard, like I said, only thing that everyone hates is the graphics or the bugs. But besides that, like games like Fallout 76,
Trash.
Fallout 76.
Dude, oh trash.
Boo-boo.
I know. What the
What's
hell?
That other open world game where it's like...
No Man's Sky?
Yeah, there you go. No
that Man's game Sky. Was awful when it came out.
Trash. That was just pure... Like, obviously the game developers didn't care.
Actually, they did care. They just didn't release the game.
They care now. That,
they literally
the
said it was
going to
be a big world, basically multiplayer in a sense, but you should never ever see another player. Two players are in the same place, but they're not even together. Like, that game makes no sense.
People are
But apparently No Man's Sky is dope now.
Yeah,
I'll still never buy it.
Fuck, that's the No Man's Sky. You know a game didn't get a lot of press that should have?
What?
Outer Worlds.
What the fuck is that?
Outer Worlds? It's made by the people that made New Vegas.
Yeah. But it's like,
is that
going to different worlds.
Ooh.
Yeah,
but
it's pretty funny.
It's actually pretty dope. I think the reason, I think it just came out at a weird time.
Yeah.
Like, if it would have came out in November when the new consoles released, that game would have blew up.
Oh, definitely.
Because Assassin's Creed Valhalla did way better than any Assassin's Creed game has done recently because there was no other games to buy on PS5.
I guess so, yeah.
Right. And then Cyberpunk is also literally, like, even despite all the bugs, they sold, like, over 10 million copies already.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing else to buy.
And you bought Valhalla. Because why?
I bought Valhalla because there was no other games. And guess what? I haven't played it since.
Yeah.
Ever since Cyberpunk came out. Bro, Valhalla is so...
Boring.
It's not that it's a bad game. That's the thing. It's a good game. It's not an Assassin's Creed game. I'm sorry. It's not.
I've been saying that for the longest time. It's... The games that come out with Assassin's Creed, it's a good game, but it's not a good Assassin's Creed.
Oh my god, we can make a whole podcast about how Assassin's Creed isn't Assassin's Creed anymore.
Let's do that this year, please.
Like,
we
make that
we
the count of
shit.
Yeah,
we're
real!
We have always, like, brought up how Assassin's Creed is not Assassin's
let's
Creed.
Make it
let's
calendar.
Make a whole episode about
next
it.
Next week.
Next two episodes, we're going to do One Gotta Go, Nike Adidas, and the episode after that...
We should talk about Star Wars.
Let's talk Assassin's Creed. After that, let's talk Star... I gotta put all this stuff down in notes. God, you're killing me right now.
Look at that. Look, we're already...
We're here brainstorming.
And again, if you guys are listening,
tomorrow.
Give us some ideas. We will take them. You know?
I don't want your ideas.
We want some of the ideas. We want to hear from you guys.
I'm playing. If you guys haven't invested in Bitcoin, you're an idiot now.
Jesus
yeah.
Christ.
I just doubled my profits.
Same.
What's
bro.
That right now?
I have 40.
It's 40...
Yeah, it's at 40,000.
Nice.
Money.
It's gonna drop here pretty soon, I bet.
Yep.
Oh, definitely. I want to pull before it drops.
Oh, I'm gonna invest when it drops.
Wants to get paid next
no,
week.
No, pull before it drops.
So,
and then invest after it drops.
How are you gonna pull out before it drops? How do you know when it's gonna drop?
I can't tell you that.
Okay.
Classified information.
I can't say anything yet.
Why? Tell me.
No,
dude,
I can't say anything.
We don't
crazy.
Know the same people. 40K.
You guys remember when this shit was like 13K,
no
like, right
tell
before
me.
COVID?
Tell me.
Well, shit. I guess that's the episode for today, guys. If you guys enjoyed the episode, please leave a like, comment. Follow all the streams at Shocking Arts. You know what I'm saying? We got Twitch. We got fucking Apple Music. We got YouTube, we got Spotify, which is the best platform.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to let y'all know that right now.
Apple Music, cough, cough.
Anyway, like I said, 2021, it's a brand new year. We just getting this shit started once again, because it's like season two, you know?
Yeah. Season two!
Yeah!
New intro!
Yeah. New intro, new outro.
New descriptions.
New picture.
New sponsor.
Responses coming in.
New format.
There's just a lot.
I'm farting the mic. Never mind. I'm not gonna do that.
I gotta get the mic.
All right, y'all. Make sure you follow us: Shocking Arts Pro, Shocking Arts Photo, Facebook, Instagram, Shocking Arts Productions, and Shocking Arts on YouTube. Make sure you check out the website www.shockingartsproductions.com. Make sure you check out the Twitch stream at Shocking Arts. Make sure you check out the. I don't know, that's everything I think. That's everything.
These
well, hold
just
up, in the description.
And make sure every day of this year, yes, it's a new year. Every day of this year, make something happen, learn something new, and keep on grinding.
And leave a motherfucking comment.
Yeah, show some love.
And
that voice crack.
We'll see you.
We'll catch you on the next one.
One, two, three.
Peace!